but I have a good reason to podcast again. And I know Gary Bearden asked me to podcast today, or just to podcast, because on Tuesday, we had an Apple Snack event, as Big Fatty says, the Apple Snacks. And they introduced some cool things and some, you know, mediocre things.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty introduced some mediocre things.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3691 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 29th of March, 2022, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me,
a little show.
Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about my day. Big Fatty, you didn't do jack shit. Well, be a short show. Hello, catcher-uppers. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you catcher-uppers, because y'all, Big Fatty's catching up on some things from the TV machine. Y'all, they ain't shit on, except on Wednesday nights and Sunday night. So I'm catching up on shows that, numerous episodes of that I'm just now getting back to them. Big Fatty, you've just led such a busy life. Well, you know, somebody's got to do it. Yes, Big Fatty.
Here at Fat Acres, life is good. Where that Big Fat out with all of the gays. Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Herwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves the puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pair.
Big Fatty, I just love the Fatty the Pooh bumper. It's true. y'all, that, of course, is Frequency. And y'all, did you hear? He did a little show here recently. And Big Fatty, I think you've already told us about that. Well, maybe you did. But anyway, y'all, before I forget, you know, at the end of yesterday's little show, I was talking about Sam in the Hinterlands. His husband passing away from a massive heart attack, and y'all, you know, he had been sick over the past few years, I think, and his health was not great. It was a surprise, but probably wasn't unexpected. It just probably wasn't expected when it happened. But y'all, I forgot to tell you. You know, I'd ask you to send messages or thoughts to Sam in the Hinterlands, and y'all, she is on the Twitter. I don't know, she may be on the Metaspace too, I don't know, but y'all, her Twitter is Sam in, I-N-T-H-E-H, So it's Sam in the eight. So you don't have to spell out hinterlands. So y'all, if you hadn't had a chance to do that, I'm sure she would appreciate it. One moment, please. Big Fatty, we know, hot tea, just like the little old ladies, it's true. I feel like I'm from Pasadena. Big Fatty, give my best to Michael Sage. Well, okay. y'all, did you see? Oh, excuse me. Y'all, did you see that Southern California, is getting thunderstorms? Y'all, it's only a matter of time before the... For the happy baby face appears on the 20 from the old gal out there. You know, the finally back from the cruise of a lifetime. After I spoke to you yesterday, now let me think here. I recorded with Veda. We did the little fatty cast. And y'all then... I'm trying to think. I watched the 60 minutes was a rerun, so I didn't watch that. But y'all, I started watching some of the little shows that I had previously recorded. Y'all, I'm trying to finish up the Next Level Chef. Y'all only have two more episodes to watch on that. And, y'all, some of my serials, in my stories, like The Good Doctor and the Million Little Things, y'all, they've been on the back burner. And, y'all, I need to catch up. I've got, like, 10 or 11 episodes of each of those. So I got to get on those. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. y'all, let's see. Y'all, I don't know why, but I was tired on Sunday night, and y'all, I crawled into the chamber probably about 9:30 p.m. in the evening, and y'all, I was out like a light. No dreams that I remembered, woke up about 7:20 a.m. in the morning, got up. had my coffee. Y'all, I had cheese toast, but y'all, I put a little diced ham on it, so it was the ham and cheese toast. And even though I think I like bacon better with the cheese toast than the ham, but anyway, I got up, I had that, did the Sudoku. Y'all, I couldn't get the Sudoku on Sunday. Failed miserably. And then I did the Wordle. Y'all, the Wordle was tough because there were four or five words it could have been, and y'all, it was just pure damn luck if you got it. One moment, please. But I got it, but it was on guess number six. And so went out, did the morning nipple walk around Fat Acres. Y'all, it was just lovely. It was in the 50s. Y'all, the high on Monday was gonna be like 73 degrees out. Y'all, high on Tuesday is only supposed to be in the mid 60s. So y'all would be even more fabulous when I go out on Tuesday. Came back, got my share, y'all, I was just watching some things on the TV machine, and this happened.
Mystery Day. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's Mystery Date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Oh, yes! Yes, I know. Oh, yes, I know. Oh, yes! Yes! Okay. Okay, y'all, my 31-year-old gentleman caller, Herbert Werner, been a while since I've been over to the villa. I said, yes, come on. And y'all, he came over, and y'all, I'm just going to tell you something. It was just lovely. And, y'all, I just, Big Fatty, you having trouble walking? No, anyway, y'all, speaking of having trouble walking, y'all, I was just going through some of my e-letters, and y'all, I ran across the picture, you know, that Casey and Holly always send me a picture of their crema tree every year, and y'all, I just went back and reviewed this past crema's photographic evidence, y'all. All I've got to say is that crema tree was put in the stand very well. It wasn't going anywhere. Hey, you've made it vulgar. No, it wasn't vulgar. anyway, but y'all, he left, and I was chatting with the Nip on the Twitty. No, not on the Twitty, on the Textimoniums, and he was coming over. We were gonna go do a little. I was gonna do a mini nipple walk while he did his big nipple walk, and y'all, we were sitting here, and I was putting on my walking slippers, and y'all, in comes young Nicholas. Young Nicholas comes in, and y'all, he's gotten an infection. An infection in his teefies on the right hand side of the jaw or whatever. I don't know what it was, but he had to leave work early and had to go to the El Dentisto, which we all know is a Mexican for El Dentisto. And Big Fatty, was it at tooth hurty? No, but I believe his tooth was hurting, and got some sort of antibiotics to help with the inflammation or whatever, and he's gonna go back on Friday and plan a course of action to see how it is, and you know, anyway. But he came by for a little bit, and we visited, and he left, and the Nip and I did our little nipple walk, and came back here to the villa. Y'all, the Atlanta Braves have been playing in the afternoon during the spring training. And y'all, they usually play at 1 p.m. in the afternoon. And so, y'all, I turn it up. Y'all, I'm going to tell you something. If you don't if you don't do anything else today, y'all, I want you to goggle Austin Riley. From the Atlanta Braves, y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. If you see him, first of all, his thighs are as big as young Nicholas is around. Y'all, he is a huge man, and in all the right ways. Big fatty young fella. And but y'all, just go over there and look at that, especially if you need to touch yourself or anything. Big fatty. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, big fatty. Yeah, gosh, y'all, y'all, I had I play the words with friends, and I was playing with Miss Beva. Big Fatty, that sounded vulgar. No, she enjoys when I play with her. Big Fatty, she says, Big Fatty, I know, I've noticed that you've stopped replying, post when people send them in over at the BFO, and y'all, I just wanna explain what's going on. Y'all, the posts come in an e-letter, and they go in. They're still going into my spam folder, and y'all, I'm trying to teach the computer not to do that. And the patron saint has told me how to teach it not to do that, but y'all, it hadn't learned it yet. So anyway, but I do still read the comments, and y'all, I encourage you to read the comments, and know that Big Fatty is reading them also. And y'all, it's just difficult for me to reply to everybody, because I don't have the the e-letter that it came in from. Miss Beaver says, aren't we all getting on in years? When I stand up, I sound like a haunted house. and my memory crumbles like an old crema cookery, but I still find some comfort and joy in listening to the BFO. I'm glad little Nicholas is taking care of the elderly. He seems to be a good kid. Well, he's a very caring young man. Yes, Big Betty. Speaking of the junk folder, now y'all, I'm just going. Have you just sat and looked at your junk mail folder lately? Big Betty, you really have run out of shit to talk about. I have. I'm just going to go down. I have 41 spam messages. they target you. They know who you are. Big Betty, you can say that again. They know who you are. Yes, Big Betty. And I just want to tell you what the, I'm not going to read them to you, but I'm going to tell you the subjects of them. Keto Max Boost, the number one weight loss supplement. Male Enhancement. Norton 22 Alert. Protection has expired. Avoid this medication if you have nerve pain. Senior Timeshare Relief. U.S. Concealed Online, and y'all, they've concealed my concealed carry certificate. Y'all, the photo stick. They've been trying to reach me about my reward. Y'all, the official Derma Correct. Y'all, learn the skin secrets. Peak Bio Boost, like nature's Drano for your bowels, your eyes. Could your vision problems mean you're something. Bank of America, open immediately. Walk-in bathtub finder. The Sativar mattress, Rick's partner. Aspire MasterCard, give you more. Stop banking. Go G for Creef. You'll never need implants. Choose your mortgage. Auto insurance quotes. Heart attack warning. Sino gut. Fixed. 95% fix their digestion with this old fiber. Wrist pain relief. Your guardian angel. blood pressure. 911. Nerve control. hellfire gun laser. Prostate discovery. Hernia injury claims, male enhancement, Big Benny. Oh dear, Gussie. Y'all, just a couple more here. Sono Bliss Hearing, tinnitus relief. African tribe leader. Oh, Big Fatty, that's you. And back pain. Y'all, they just know that you're just, you got one foot in the grave. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, it's kind of like an old computer nearing end of life. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Archer, speaking of nearing end of life. And Archer, what did you think of So-So Questions?
Big Fatty introduced some mediocre things.
Oh, yes, and we are eagerly awaiting, not really eagerly, we're waiting to see who got the So-So prize.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.